This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Olympics and dark clouds overhead with women's figure skating because of a Russian skater and a positive doping test, the fallout from that, plus what's happening in the Ukraine that it could affect you and I. In fact, the president tells us it could be tough for us. Well, that's nice, meaning whatever happens there could affect us economically. Hey, hey, everybody, what else is new as the world turns? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders, too. So let's talk first about what broke on the day that I thought was very, very interesting. And when I say very, very interesting, a couple of things. First of all, because COVID has overtaken our lives, we know it is like the weeds that just won't get out of the garden. Got some good news. COVID cases plunge 44% in a week. So the daily case rates have dropped to one-fifth of the record high reached a month ago. Yeah. Thousands are still dying. That's not good from the virus. But the fact that it has come down dramatically is a very, very good thing, my friends, because we know that there still is the tug of war over masking that I always talk about with different school boards, and especially when it comes to kids. But the wider opening up of so much more indoors when it comes to what people are able to just do normally and not wear a mask, that's becoming a bigger thing, meaning the mandates are being dropped in many of the states. And some of them are Democratic governors that have ditched the mask, and it's because of those numbers. Even the Disney resorts lifted the mask requirements for vaccinated guests. So if you want to go see the Mouse House, you don't have to be masked up. And they were really strict about that policy, concerned that they could spread COVID, especially in the beginning of what happened in the pandemic. So starting 2 days from now, you do not have to mask up, right? That's what it is. When you're indoors, you're encouraged to wear it, but you definitely do not have to wear it. You got to think about where this is. Different in Florida, but in California, that, of course, is still a state where they're very close to lifting some of those restrictions, but they're not quite there yet. Not quite there yet. And because of the masking and the unleashing of people's tempers and, I think, losing their minds over what we've gone through, we've talked a lot about what's happened on airlines. And I mentioned this the other day, the crazy details of what a flight attendant had to do by smashing a passenger in the head seriously with a coffee pot because he was trying to open the plane's exit door. Here's a little secret I learned from my own pilot. When it comes to the doors, you can't open them, by the way. But it scares everybody else on the flight, and it's not a good thing trying to open the door, losing your mind, grabbing a plastic knife and acting as though that is a shiv and having to be restrained by passengers. Listen, let's just call it what it is. When somebody does that and they're intimidating people on the flight and they have to be knocked out with a sock on the jaw from a passenger and a smash of the coffee pot over the head, then this person should not fly anywhere. They should just be on the no-fly list. You know, Delta is ditching people. When you're considered unruly, you can't get back on a Delta flight ever in your life. In this case, I think there are individuals that just absolutely should never be on flights again. When you see a guy who goes to the front of the plane then he goes after the flight attendant, saying, "You're lying to me," and screaming things and shoving the beverage carts and grabbing the plasticware, all of that nonsense, holding it as though he's going to stab people, then this person should not ever, ever fly again in the United States because drunk out of his mind, crazed with what's happening with the pandemic, it doesn't matter. We all have excuses, and none of them wash in this case. Ditch those people. They should be on the no-fly list. It's just that simple, right? It's just that simple. If only it were simple when it comes to the Ukraine crisis. But this is a crisis, my friends, that will affect us, maybe in the wallet. So President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday that Russia was sending some troops back to base after completing drills, and that he's open to further negotiations on the Ukrainian crisis. Whew. So do you believe him? Moscow's security demands were an unconditional priority. So Russia's claim about troop movements were met with a lot of skepticism, I would say, by people in the West. However, we don't have verification that those units are returning to their bases, so they still are in a threatening position, but that's supposedly what's happening. There was a news conference in Moscow. This was Putin and the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and they talked about what the measures would be and where NATO goes from here. So Putin said, We are ready to continue this joint work further. We're ready to follow the negotiation track, but it has to be considered as a whole without being separated from the main Russian proposals, right? But we know 130,000 to 150,000 troops circling Ukraine and Belarus, and right there on that border, they got to be pulled back. They have to be pulled back. Right, the Kremlin's demands are a guarantee that the Ukraine will never be permitted to join NATO and that the alliance roll back the expansion in Eastern Europe because they don't want NATO. They don't want the interference. They don't want any of that. But the U.S. and NATO says non-starters. So temporarily, there is maybe a little bit of a crack, an opening to calm down what is going on. If you look at a map, it is scary because you see the surrounding elements for these people in the Ukraine and what could happen if Russia just decides, boom, we're on the brink of it and we're going for it. Yeah, then all bets are off. You think of oil prices, the heating oil, and the oil giant that Russia is. It will absolutely affect Europe, and there will be rippling effects to the United States. So that means you'll feel it when it comes to energy prices, especially when we're already talking about we could get up to 100 to 150 a barrel for crude oil. And as you watch that number climb, you'll watch the number climb when you pull up at the pumps. All right, coming up, I mentioned the Olympics and Camila Vallevi. Easy for me to say, Vallevi. Vallevi. She has tested positive for a couple of substances related to treating a heart condition. Supposedly, this was an accident, is what she's been saying, or her team has been saying. The 15-year-old was cleared to continue at the Beijing Olympics despite being at the center of this doping scandal, and it affects all the other athletes. Is this fair? No way.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Easy for me to say after 10 cups of coffee. No, maybe it was 5. Anyway, that is her name, and she is the young Russian skater that has caused a massive earthquake, so to speak, of controversy over what's happening with figure skating. And to me, it is very clear she should not have been allowed to compete because of the doping. I mean, how did we get here where this Russian figure skater was cleared? The Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled on Monday they would not reinstate a provisional suspension after an appeal from the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, the World Anti-Doping Agency, and the International Skating Union. Vaeva testified by video at an appeal hearing over the weekend. She is far and away, head and shoulders, the best skater out there. She fell twice and she leads, just to tell you. So she helped take the Russian Olympic Committee, take home the gold in the skating, the team event, right? She was allowed to compete despite testing positive for this banned heart drug, which has stimulant properties and is normally used to treat angina. So at the center of this firestorm is this Russian high schooler, and during practice for individual competition. She did a perfect run through. She later on Tuesday, which would be Wednesday there, nailed the number one spot. Again, she did have a fall, but she got that number one spot. And as she continues to compete and she lands the hardest jump in figure skating, a quadruple jump, this is what's going to happen, right? This is what happened earlier. This is what got her there, et cetera. And, you know, now we're in the throes of this. And how fair is this for the rest of the skaters? So in addition to that heart medication, Vaeva's positive test sample contained two other heart medications. Hypoxin was one of them. They're not on the anti-doping list. Vaeva has listed the two on a doping control form. So now she'll compete in the free skate in the next day, and we'll look at what the medal situation is. But if she does win, there is no podium. So she's going to win. I can't imagine that she doesn't win. And how does that really sit with everybody else in the figure skating world? Of course, they don't think it's right. It's ridiculous. How about some good news from the Olympics? American free skaters Alex Hall and Nick Goper took gold and silver. I watched this whole thing in the free skate slope style. That's what they call it on Wednesday morning. It's the best finish for Team USA since Nick was one third of a U.S. sweep of the event in Sochi in 2014. And with his win, Hall earned the first U.S. gold medal in free skating in Beijing. So that's pretty, it's pretty interesting to watch it actually on the short skis, how they fly through the air and the precision with which they need to pull off the tricks that they do that matters in these progressions of jumps that they do. The whole freestyle thing is fascinating to me. So the good news there is that, there's now more medals for Team USA because we're up to 19. Yeah, you heard me. Let me say that again. We're up to 19 medals. Norway leads the pack with 26. The Russian Olympic Committee, ROC, they've got 20. We have 19. So here's what's key, too, for the U.S. 8 gold medals, 7 silver, and 4 bronze. Right? 4 bronze. So, bravo. I think it was interesting to watch the free ski slope style and to see those medals come home again, where you have 1-2 punch from Americans. And there's still more events coming up, more events where there are some American athletes that are heavily favored. Watching this has been really an education in a lot of different ways with what happens in some of these sports. Like, for example, I've been watching curling. And, you know, there are curling houses that are opening up in the South, in the Northeast, and other places in the United States because curling is becoming kind of an interesting sport for some. But because of malfunctions with their electronic violation detection technology, curling at the Beijing Olympics has resorted to the honor system, right? So, I mean, this is what happens. Rocks slide down the ice, brooms sweep in front of them to alter their speed and direction. That's how you get the whole curling thing. But curling was given a high-tech upgrade over the last maybe 12 years or so, thanks to Eye on Hog technology. This sensor thing is there, the sensor system, that determines if a stone was released prior to the red hog line, so making it legal, to make sure it's legal. The World Curling Federation's rules of curling and competition, a stone has to be clearly released from the hand before it reaches that line at the delivery end. If the player doesn't do that, the stone is removed from play by the delivering team for a violation. And this happens more than you think. Because it happens more than you think, that's why the whole sensor deal came about, to make sure the throws were legal. Because it's where your hand touches the handle when it crosses the line. The red lights would signal a violation. but they can't get the stones to operate correctly in Beijing. The technical difficulties have impacted the time teams have to throw, and it's interrupted their routines. So that's what made them decide, we're not going to do this. So the batteries were removed. It was a recurring problem, and they scrapped the system. So now it's an honor system, which you used to have before. It reminds me of, like, in tennis, like line calls, and whether you step over the line or not, and there's nobody that's umpiring it, so you just have to rely on the honor system. But this is the Olympics. This isn't some junior tennis tournament in New Jersey or Florida or Atumwi or wherever. This is the Olympics. So once again, the Olympics has to do what they have to do because the show must go on. And to make the show go on, you can't fiddle-faddle around with these crazy sensors on top of the rock. I'll tell you what's going to be exciting to watch. It's going to be the women's U.S. hockey team. And the women's U.S. hockey team is taking on Canada for the gold, which would mean at least we'd be guaranteed a silver if it's not gold. But this could be a really interesting matchup, and it comes on early. I want to say it's 11:10 on Wednesday night, p.m., of course, like I said, night. So depending on where you live, it would be much earlier. And, you know, the Canadian women were dominant. The U.S. had great matches, too, along the way. And here we go again. This is another showdown that we thought was going to happen for all the marbles. So 26 women's hockey contests happened in Beijing, and what many thought would be the path to gold is Canada and the U.S. They've dueled for gold at every game but one since 1998, when women's hockey became an Olympic sport. And this is what they always look forward to, is knowing that they're going to wind up, unless something happens, in this situation, the adversarial blood between the two teams and all of that. So while we have controversy with the figure skating, there's not any controversy here. It's more about, is it going to be America this time again, or is it going to be the Canadians? It's about getting the shots off. That's what it's about. Because there's good goaltenders on both sides of this. The more shots, the better. Out shooting, whoever the opponent is. And that's what the Americans have done on the road to this final. All right, so the main thing is, you know, we have 19, we, the U.S., 19 medals at this point and still climbing. Your thoughts coming up next as we go to the mailroom.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
The GOP wants answers on the U.S.'s botched exit from Afghanistan.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are demanding access to all documents on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Top Republicans on the panel have written a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, among others in the administration. The letter likens a chaotic Afghan exit to the fall of Saigon at the end of the long Vietnam War. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. The plaintiffs claimed Remington marketed the rifle used in the shooting to at-risk males. The company denied the allegations. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration is telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion to press ahead with the fight against COVID-19. Two people familiar with the details told the Associated Press the request includes earmarks for vaccines, testing, and preparation for future variants. Meanwhile, the governors in Democratic-led states are lifting coronavirus restrictions. In related news, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked the Emergencies Act to crack down on protesters speaking out against the country's COVID-19 restrictions. With no need for court orders, banks can freeze personal accounts of anyone linked with the protests. While several provinces have dropped their COVID-19 mandates in recent days, Trudeau has doubled down. And rising prices for lumber are once again adding to worries of soaring home prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we didn't have to dig very far because, once again, I say this all the time. I'm not a minor when it comes to all this virtual mail, because I don't have to be, because you are a wonderful audience. I think that some of you listen to the show, catch part of it, listen to it at other times on one of our great affiliates. So thanks for that, the great support. 15 years, can you believe it? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Send me your thoughts day or night. I got this from Jake, who is listening to us in Austin, Texas, and he says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what, I was listening to your show and laughed out loud. It was wonderful when you played all of what you thought were the top commercials for the Super Bowl. It is interesting to see what they come up with, the ad people, I'm assuming, or the brand themselves probably throwing in their 2 cents on what will work for 30 or 60 seconds when they're paying $6 to $7 million, like you said. So I thought the one commercial that you played, Zeus, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, was a really, really good, I thought that was a really, really good spot with Selma Hayek. What did you think? I got the impression that you liked it. I did. It was for BMW. So it was for BMW and electric, you know, using an electric car. And so Schwarzenegger and Hayek were Greek gods in the spot, and it was well played because you know, somebody would want some help from Zeus, and he would give them, basically zap it, and they would get electricity. And then it came down to this BMW electric car, and there were a few scenarios with electric cars in it, and that was clever. And the two of them playing off each other, I think, really worked. I mean, it just worked. Their chemistry worked. It was a short spot, and you're using celebrity in that way, so I'm going to agree with you. You know, it's interesting, Jake, you talk about watching the commercials, and I think that we're programmed to do that. I was looking at the Super Bowl viewership numbers. It topped 112 million, which is not the greatest of all time, but was really good, the best in like 7 years, I want to say, on NBC and across all the digital platforms that they have. So that helps if you were somebody who paid all that money for an app. What's so interesting, I'm just going to throw this in quickly because you didn't ask about this and you're in Austin, but we have people listening on KCAA, another great affiliate in the Southern California area. Los Angeles was not in the top 10 market viewership-wise. I lived in California, and I remember the Rams leaving, and then people in L.A., a handful of them, complaining, well, why are you leaving? Because they weren't getting the support anyway, so it was easy for Georgia Frontieri, excuse me, who at the time owned the team, to move them to St. Louis. And then now Stan Kroenke pulled them back into Los Angeles. But how about that? 112 million, 112.3 is good across all those platforms. But I think it's crazy that it's not the top 10. Number one market was Cincinnati. Two was Detroit. Three was Pittsburgh. Four was Columbus. Five, KC. Six, Milwaukee and Cleveland. Throw Boston in there, Philly. Those are all big football places where people watch football. So the people in Philly or Boston, they want their team to be there, but they're watching anyway. And then Jacksonville was like number 10. So how wild that LA wasn't in that mix. All right, we move to something completely different. This one is from Jerry. He says, hey, Kate, I listen to your show in Tallahassee on 1300 AM. Mostly there's another signal, an FM signal, that I catch sometimes you on too. And anyway, I love when you talk about Florida and your family and how much you like our state, because you've spent certainly a good amount of time here. There are frustrations, as you can imagine, but I could eat up a lot of time in this email. I'm not going to do that. Instead, I wanted to get your take on what you think is ultimately going to happen with the Ukraine. Do you honestly think that Putin is going to step in, start blowing away people, taking up turf, or do you think this is more bravado and trying to get what he wants? Well, I think it's more than bravado. And, you know, if I look into my crystal ball, and I've done a lot of research on this, and we certainly have talked to people on the show, but talk, we're not in Putin's head. I absolutely think he's a megalomaniac, and he wants a land grab. That's why he wants no NATO near the Ukraine, wants the assurance, because he doesn't want any chance that he'll have no chance to get his hands on the Ukraine. So it would be a major mistake to doubt that this is what he wants to do, but he also has energy supplies in the oil, the heating oil that people need in Europe, and he knows it. And it's his big card to play. It's his river card, if you know anything about poker. It's that last thing that he can turn over. So it would be a mistake to just think, well, you know, if he does it, whatever. No. And oil prices have climbed because of concern over Russia's energy exports and how that could be complicated. Even J.P. Morgan said oil could soar to 120, maybe 150 a barrel if there's any disruption to Russia's oil flows. So it's affecting us in the United States for sure. They've got land, air, and sea surrounded. I think it'd be a mistake, but there's definitely a play here. Will he go all the way in or not? I feel like not as soon as people are saying, but Could he be pushed into this, because we know what he wants? If he got the Ukraine will never be a NATO deal, which he's not going to get, I think he would back off. But I don't believe that concession at all is going to at all hold water. It's gonna happen. It's not. So the answer is, who knows how long we're going to be in this pattern, in this holding pattern, because that's what it is. Scary, right? It's a bizarre balancing act. All right, let's go to Mac, who says, hi, Kate Delaney. Did you hear the story? It took my breath away when I heard the story, because we had something similar happen in our neighborhood about the little girl that was found alive in a staircase hiding away, that the police found her in New York, and she had been gone for like 2 years. At first, I thought it was some sick bandits that picked her up and were going to traffic her, but apparently it was her biological parents, so there's more to the story, and that's something similar to what happened down the street in my neighborhood. Very heartbreaking with these custodial issues. Yeah, it is a sad story. I happened to flip on some news kind of thing, and I saw she's 6 years old, and she was under the staircase. This was in eastern New York. There was a detective that pried open the staircase because he said something was wrong on the staircase. He felt like something felt weird, so he pried it open, and they saw this tiny, small, kind of cold, wet place and found her eventually. So she was hiding with her biological non-custodial mother in this house. So, of course, the cops arrested the parents. They didn't have custody of her, and they've been suspected of abducting her because this little girl was not with them. They kidnapped her. That's what happened. She disappeared, but they couldn't prove it. And they kept looking for traces of her, etc. And somebody believed that they knew where she was and gave the cops a tip-off, and that tip-off was good enough because lifting up those boards, they found her, right? She's in good health. That's a good thing. She was released to her legal guardian. That's the other good thing. But, wow, it's creepy. So when this happened a couple of years ago, they went to the parents, the biological parents. They said they hadn't seen her since 2019, but there she was. They picked her up, and how frustrating would that be to be the guardian and know this is just not right? And for 2 years, you're trying to figure this out. You're trying to prove it. You're trying to look for signs of anything at all. And so, of course, they're both charged with first-degree custodial interference, a felony, and endangering the welfare of a child. And, you know, this whole thing is not good. Good that they found the little girl, though. That's the good thing, and she was okay. All right, how about this one from Wendy? And Wendy says, hey, Kate, I'm looking at all this deal with Metaverse, and I'm curious as to whether or not you think more and more people will adopt the whole idea of virtual reality. Because as you and I know, virtual reality has actually been a reality for much longer than just this past year. And it didn't really click in, but for some reason now seems to be the time that it's clicking in and more companies are even using it. Do you think that this will be adopted in a wider sense? Yes, yes, and yes. It doesn't mean it's for everybody and that everybody will do it. But even, it's funny, I just mentioned J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan has a lounge that they opened up in the metaverse. So it's a lounge in a blockchain-based world of Decentraland, is what it's called, where users can buy virtual plots of land in the form, you ready for this? This will blow your mind. In the form of NFT, so non-fungible tokens, and make purchases using cryptocurrency. That's what they're doing there. Users say the experience is amazing, and so there's opportunities that I believe some companies will use, and it's going to keep trending. And whether it plays a major role in your life or not, it's going to play a major role in a lot of people's lives. A lot is going to happen in the metaverse eventually. Not tomorrow. All right, coming up, money. All things related to money. Most of them not good.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
That would be in the galactic, if you wanted to go into space, you only need $450,000. They're planning for 1,000 customers this year, so people do have money, money, money. If you have the money to splurge for the price of a decent house, go for it. Richard Branson is ready and able. His Aerosmith company, or Aerospace, they do play Aerosmith when you're flooding up in space, but it is Aerospace that we're talking about, his company. They're starting to sell tickets for their flights into space on February 16th. That means now. So get your coin together. Because only six people in this rocket, so it takes some time to get that seat. And the seats are going to book up fast. They are. The actual space flight spans 90 minutes and includes an air launch, a Mach 3 ride to over 300,000 feet above Earth. Spaceship 2, as their rocket is called, can accommodate four guests and two crew members. Boy, what space trip is not complete without floating in air? And that's what you get. You get the out-of-seat weightlessness for several minutes as the spaceship flips, and you can see views of the Earth from 17 different windows. But now here's the thing. When you get the reservation, you have to put down a $150,000 deposit. Now, you can get most of your money back if you decide not to go. However, they do keep a $25,000 future astronaut community access fee. Right now, there are about 700 people signed up for flights. So that's the other part of this, is you really decide it's an impulse buy. House or a flight into space? And you make the impulse decision, but you're going to be waiting for a long, long time. All right, the Queen, I think, was tired of waiting on this, and I think she put her foot down. So guess what? Prince Andrew and his accuser, Virginia Guffrey, reached an out-of-court settlement in this civil sex claim filed in New York. You know this story, right? This is the story about Jeffrey Epstein and his trafficking of young girls and the claims that Andrew was with Guffrey, who was 16 and 17 at the time that they met up. And as this all was moving forward, it looked as though, wow, is this going to just continue to go on? And so now it's not going to go on. What's going to go on is that he's going to pay large sums of money. The amount that's been speculated on is $16 million. And one of the things that has been said is, or the statement anyway that was released is Andrew says he's accepted that she is a victim of abuse and he regretted his association with Epstein, the disgrace financier who trafficked countless young girls, and that he's turning over the money essentially because they're settling is what it is. So regardless of the outcome, I mean, look, he's not going to have any public role in the royals in the future because of this choice of friends and associates and the very specific nasty things that he has been accused of. But I think Windsor wanted it gone, and money talks, and they have the money to do that. So did the Queen say settle this sex suit or whatever? Maybe. But it happened, and that's it. Boom. Done. End of story. This was a very big story. Sandy Hook families reached a $73 million settlement with a gun manufacturer, Remington. So the families of five children and four adults killed in that 2012 shooting, you know, again, $73 million was a settlement with the now bankrupt gun manufacturer, Remington, and its four insurers. It comes 7 years after the families filed a wrongful death suit against Remington, the manufacturer of the Bushmaster AR-15-style rifle used in the massacre that left 20 children and six adults dead in Connecticut, in this small town in Connecticut, in Newtown. So the families have also said they can, or they've been told they can, they've obtained and they can make public thousands of pages of internal company documents that prove Remington's wrongdoing and carry lessons, they say, for helping to prevent future mass shootings. They established what they wanted to establish, that, you know, this Remington was not bulletproof, so to speak, and that, The families who sued said that they should be held partially responsible because of their marketing strategy. That was the thing, how they marketed it. So there you go. That is a historic victory, right? Historic victory. And as one of the mothers said, Nicole Hockley, whose six-year-old son Dylan was killed in the shooting, she said, nothing will bring Dylan back. The closest I get to him now is by kissing his urn every night, telling him I love him and I miss him. But but I made a promise, and I'll keep working to deliver that promise for the rest of my life, right? The rest of my life. Last summer, Remington approached the families with $33 million in a settlement offer. At the time, lawyers for the family said they would consider their next steps, and then that led to this $73 million. And there will be, I think, effects from that future, what happens in the future with marketing related to, I guess, maybe certain weapons, perhaps. Hopefully we don't have any other mass shootings like that, although I'm not naive. We see how often our schools are shattered by it. So, you know, there you go. Cisco not hurting technology-wise for the coin they needed. So Cisco makes a $20 billion-plus takeover offer for Splunk. And so what's interesting is Splunk is a software maker. Cisco didn't really say much about it, and Splunk doesn't comment on rumors. But last November, the San Francisco-based company announced that Doug Merritt had stepped down as its chief executive officer, and the company's chair, Graham Smith, would be the interim CEO. So they made a big move there. And in looking at this software maker and what Cisco Systems does, it makes sense that they would go after it and create this incredible valuation, I think, between the two. And it's more than just a binge to do it. It's something that a lot of people are talking about with Splunk. So probably a very, very smart move. And then last but not least, but just sickening, is the fact that Osama bin Laden's lair in Islamabad is up for sale. And of course it is, right? It's been pretty much abandoned since 9/11. So if somebody wanted to buy it, what would they have to pay? It's up to like $28 million. And who is, I want to know, who is the person that would buy the infamous place where Osama bin Laden was taken down? I can't imagine. There are so many other things you could do with $28 million, and none of them related to that dark time in history. And if you recall and you look at the place, it wasn't like it was some spalatial, amazing place anyway. It was a place to hide out, to not be seen, and to not spend very much time outdoors. All right, that's it for Money, Money, Money. It makes the world go round in all kinds of ways. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour, and Jeremy Paulson for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.